Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
And one shot to be the king of the madness.
Rack attack for Broome. The Gators are going to the Final Four.
It's time to choose a path.
We'll see who's right. That's the beauty of all of this. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is.
Are you Team Cinderella or Team Blue Chip?
Better than 5-1 odds right now at BetMGM? Take my money. Take it, Lions War.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip-Off on the BetMGM Network. Here's Nick Costos and the big noise, Brad Evans.
Oh, there's nothing that I love more than a little big noise on a Saturday morning at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. What's up, everybody? Happy and merry Final Four Saturday in the 2025 NCAA Tournament to you and yours. It is You Better You Bet's Countdown to Tip-Off. Nick Costos and the aforementioned big noise, my friend Brad Evans, here with you on the BetMGM Network. We are talking all things betting on the NCAA tournament. The show presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Download the BetMGM app. Visit BetMGM.com. To my pal, Brad Evans, and to everybody listening nationwide, good morning, salutations, hola amigo.
Hola amigo and the amigos listen out there in the world of Radio Land, or if you're watching us right now via the stream across various platforms on the internet, definitely hola to you and yours. A glorious day. We got an epic Final Four, Costos. Four of the greatest teams ever assembled in the history of the KenPom era, stretching back to the late 90s. All four of these squads rank inside the top 10. The showdown in San Antonio is going to be on, and I can't wait to indulge in some margaritas, which is only appropriate if you're in that neck of the woods or at home here in Central Illinois, where it's raining cats and dogs and it's miserable outside.
I love it. It's 8:01 a.m. Eastern Time. 7:01 a.m. Central Time. Brad Evans and his one-track mind. I guess it's a two-track mind. Betting and drinking. Already, man. The mind's on the margaritas already at 7:01 a.m. Central Time. I absolutely love it. I can't say I'm with you on that one, but Godspeed, my friend. Godspeed. It's funny, right? And we'll get to all the bets. We'll get to all the analysis coming up in a little bit here. But for all like the bitching and moaning that everybody's done, not everybody, but a lot of people candidly have done about, you know, the death of Cinderella, like as NIL killed Cinderella, where all our double digit seeds. For everyone that's whined and complained about this NCAA tournament, I think the tournament's been great. I mean, you brought up these four teams being four historical teams as far as KenPom. And for people that don't know what KenPom is, it's the most popular like analytics like website that kind of like rates college basketball teams that a lot of people use, betting and otherwise. I mean, we've had some really great Final Fours over the years. A couple years ago with Duke and Carolina playing in Coach K's final year. Also had Nova and Kansas that year. That one stands out. Oh, wait, with the 4-1 seeds. We've had some really good ones. But I'm telling you, dude, I've been watching college basketball every year since 1990. Literally since 1990. It's like 35 years for me. I think this might be the best one. The 4-1s. Yep. The four clear best teams, in my estimation, all season long. And I bet them to all make the final. Parlayed them to make the Final Four. Nikki Chalk, Florida, Auburn, Houston, and the team that I think is the best, the Duke Blue Devils. Brad, I mean this, man. I'm not just saying this because we're doing a show. Like a couple of years ago, Ken Barkley and I were doing the show. And FAU and San Diego State and Miami are in it. Like, this kind of sucks. This does not suck. This is awesome, my friend.
These are going to be memorable games. There's no doubt about it. I think they're going to come down the bitter end. I think they're going to be highly competitive. I think they're going to be challenging from beginning to end. You got some familiar foes on the left side of the bracket with a pair of SEC representatives there in Florida and Auburn. And then you got a tale of two playing styles on the right side. Now, Duke is a team that can play at variable paces and speeds. That really suits them well. They can grind it out in a bare-knuckle brawl in the half court. Or they could play up-tempo. Well, that up-tempo ain't going to exist today because you know Houston's going to be able to dictate playing pace, and they love to sock in the mouth and live in that half-court setting. But, yeah, it's a curiosity. The bright lights are on, and I think the action is going to be scintillating in San Antonio, to say the least. And I'm going to one-up you, man. I've been watching college basketball since I was a wee little tyke. I just turned 47 years old, and
yeah, Brad's older than me. That's why, because Brad, and look, you don't have to be bashful. Brad turned 50 on Monday. He's trying to knock it down a few years.
You're tacking on 3 years.
You're halfway to 100, buddy. It's something. There's nothing to be ashamed of. That's okay. But, I mean, Brad remembers Jimmy Valvano and NC State in 1983 winning the national title.
I know, and I was 5 years old then. No, look, my first memories go back to like 85, and this has always been...
Oh, a little Villanova?
Yeah, that's right. The lowest seeded team to ever win a national title there. Some strong memories with Raleigh Massimino in that
and
club.
Pickney.
But yeah, that's right. I mean, there were some squads, and there were some memorable players, and we're going to have...
You know, as a Knicks fan, Brad, I should have known that things were not going to go well against the Bulls with my guy Patrick Ewing after they lost to Villanova in that game in 1985.
Well, you know, it tends to travel with you, even at all levels, unfortunately, the downside there. But he had a remarkable career. Not a good coaching career.
Yeah,
not a good coach.
Did win a Big East tournament, but enough about Patrick Ewing.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, you're right. This is setting up to be an unreal Final Four. I think both these games, you're going to be glued from beginning to end, and why not bet on each contest a million different ways?
So we're going to, because that's what we do, and we absolutely love it. I'm fascinated to get your answer to this question, and then
sure.
I'll give mine. Now, like we're gonna whether we feel, you know, we're not confident or we're supremely confident, we're gonna bet these games and we're gonna bet responsibly because we really like to do this. We talk about it. It's like what we do. What is my friend, and obviously everybody bet responsibly. What is your confidence level ahead of the two games tonight? How you see Monday going? Like, do you think you've got an awesome read on how tonight's going to go and how Monday night's going to go? Or are you a little more on the fence? Like, what is the Brad Evans confidence level, the big noise confidence level for the Final Four?
Well, you may or may not know this, but I have an advanced degree in geoscience with an emphasis in meteorology from Mississippi State. So I like to use percentage odds and chances.
I love how you do that. Like, did I know this? Like, yes, I knew that. Because like, we do, yes. Like, I know, we do this bit on the show all the time. It's like, yes, like, oh,
we do.
I knew that, Brad. Yes, I knew that.
Yes. Yes. So go Bulldogs as a graduate of that fine institution. So I've got like a 70% confidence level right now that I've got the matchup correct for the national title. So it's not like a windmill slam dunk, Dominique Wilkins style. It's a decent dunk. You know, I'm not hanging on the rim by any stretch of the imagination. It's not, you know, rocking it like Shaquille O'Neal during his heyday, you know, the basket swaying back and forth by any stretch. But I feel good about it, but there's one game that could be a bit touch and go, but honestly, I think both these games could be touch and go.
On the send it in Jerome scale, you'd be like a 7 out of 10, you would say?
7 out of 10, yeah.
Shout out to the great Bill Raftery, the great Grant Hill, and friend of the program, Ian Eagle, who will be on the call tonight on CBS of the two games, and on Monday night as well. It doesn't always work out this way for me, and longtime listeners and viewers of You Better You Bet, even just these national shows for the big events, like I was a 10 out of 10 confidence level that the Chiefs were going to beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and I was way wrong about that. So just because I'm a 10 out of 10 confidence does not mean that like things are going to go my way, or if you tail my bets, that it's going to go collectively our way. I think that's important to say, but I've had a great read on this tournament. It doesn't always work that way. I'm not trying to paint myself as the world's preeminent betting genius. I'm not. If I were, I wouldn't be doing the show at 8:08 a.m. on Saturday morning. I'd be on my island being tended to by my servants, and it would be awesome. But had all 4-1 seeds, felt these were the best four teams all year, and we'll get to our analysis of the games. Brad, I think the title game is going to end up being what I would have predicted it was going to be as early as Thanksgiving in college basketball. So let's get to it here, my friends. The analysis of the games, we'll get into props. We're going to break down most outstanding player, which is always a fun betting market, right? Who's going to be most outstanding player of the Final Four? Great guest joining us as well. But we kick it all off here on Final Four Saturday. Countdown to tip-off. Kostos and Noyes on the BetMGM Network with this edition, guys, of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
Difference on Final Four Saturday. Have you ever considered changing your last name to Noyes?
Yeah, I debated it. It's kind of expensive. Yeah, I really should. So, Mr. Noyes, can I assist you? Mr. Noyes, would you like another serving? Mr.
Senor Noyes. Senor Noyes.
Senor Noyes. Yeah, Senor Noyes. When I'm going down south of the border on Vacacion. Yeah, I'm totally in.
So, we begin our Final Four betting sojourn in San Antonio. That's where both games are. With the SEC showdown. Oh, man. Both these games are absolutely awesome. 6:09. Nice. PM Eastern. CBS. Ian Eagle, Bill Raftery, Grant Hill on the call. The Florida Gators. 2.5-point favorites over the Auburn Tigers. Total in the game, 159.5. Now, the piece of news that we need to share with everybody, and this is an update from yesterday into today, because we all watched last week Auburn and Michigan State. Brad was wrong. I was right. I had Auburn. He had Michigan State. Just wanted to say that. Yep. Jani Broome has that play where he injures like 7 different body parts, mouths to his teammates, I'm done, and then Willis reads it out of the tunnel, pulls down a rebound, and hits a one-armed three-pointer in the closing moments of that game. Jani Broome telling reporters yesterday on Friday, quote, no limitations with his elbow. So I wanted to provide that context here. Brad Evans, your analysis, Florida v. Auburn.
Well, I have a ticket, truthfully, right now on the Florida Gators to win the national title. I place it in early February at 13-1. I got to stick to my guns here. I'm not going to budge. I don't think it's going to be a true replication of what we saw earlier this season inside Neville Arena, in which Florida, without their starting two guard, Elijah Martin, waltzed in to that visitor complex and stole a victory 90-81, kept Auburn at arm's length the entire stinking game because they drilled 13 threes. That was the most the Tigers had given up all season. And Auburn really spoiled some opportunities at the charity stripe. This one's going to be far closer. I like the under in the game. I bet it at 160.5. Now that's down to 159.5. So a little CLV potentially there, some closing line value. But I'm going to roll and chomp with the Gators. They're just a better visual team, in my estimation, and also the advanced numerics back it up. Let me give you a quick rundown. Florida, 32 EFG offense, 72 EFG defense over the last 30 days. Auburn, 116 in EFG offense, 74 in EFG defense. And I think Condon and Chindy Lou on the glass are going to be a problem despite the A-OK status of one Janiah Broome.
Yeah, so I respect the analysis, and to be fair to Brad, Florida is favored in the game, so the betting market, and this is a like heavy-duty betting market, right? Final Four game, tons of people betting money into it, a lot of money being bet into it, and the betting market says that Florida's better than Auburn. I happen to disagree with that. You know, all season long, Brad Evans, lest we forget, and this doesn't have to include you, not 100% of people, but the majority of people, the conversation all season long, Brad Evans, and to you, our listeners and viewers nationwide, the two best teams in college hoops, Duke and Auburn. Not Duke and Florida. Duke and Auburn. And what we saw in early February, Florida going into Auburn and winning that game 90-81. Yes, credit to Florida for that win. Florida head coach Todd Golden talking earlier this week saying that was an inflection point for his team this season. Great win for Florida. Florida's awesome. One of the four best teams this season. But Brad, it feels like everybody's got selective amnesia. Everybody forgot. People can't remember Auburn. That this was the best team all season along with Duke, and Janiah Broome is healthy. And I just want to toss this back at you, my friend. Because look, reasonable minds can disagree. I like Auburn, yep. You like Florida in the game. I will also take Bruce Pearl over Todd Golden after what Todd Golden did last week against Texas Tech, refusing to double down low. Texas Tech automatic baskets down low on every possession, and Florida got exceptionally lucky to win that game in the Elite Eight in advance to the Final Four. Your thoughts on my hot Todd Golden take off of last week?
It's completely warranted. JT Toppin ate him alive, and they were getting a lot of kisses off the glass, really uninhibited in that game. You got a familiar opponent here, an adversary in Auburn, and Janiah Broome is going to go out there, no doubt about it, and probably get like 25 and 15 in the bitter end. I think the key to this contest is what the perimeter play is of the Auburn Tigers with Pettiford, with Denver Jones, with Miles Kelly, with that group, Baker Mazzara as well. If they're splishing and splashing from outside, adding that much-needed balance to the attack, and Todd Golden doesn't push the right button schematically, yeah, you're right. I think revenge could be exacted.
All right, a little bit more on Florida and Auburn on the other side. That is game one today in the Final Four. And then Brad and I will update you. Side and total, a heavyweight prize fight. Duke and Houston. You Better You Bet's countdown to tip-off. Final Four Saturday, Costos and Evans on the BetMGM Network.
From Cinderella stories to championship contenders, we've got every angle covered. It's You Better You Bet countdown to tip-off with Nick Costos and Brad Evans on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM.
At the controls here. Duke leads by eight with the ball. Knepo leads it for Proctor. Knifes to the basket and scores.
The madness on the hardwood is here, and we've got you covered. This is You Better You Bet countdown to tip-off with Nick Costos and Brad Evans on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM.
Over at our show sponsor, BetMGM, Tyrese Proctor, 35-1 to be the most outstanding player of the Final Four. His teammate Cooper Flagg, plus 105, the favorite. Con Knipple also at 20-1. We will get to most outstanding player of the Final Four coming up in a few moments. But Brad, we continue on with the analysis of Florida and Auburn, and now Duke and Houston as it moves rolls on here on this Final Four Saturday. And by the way, Brad Evans, host of BetMGM tonight, weekdays, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network. You can catch me on You Better You Bet, weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network, and you can watch the final hour on NBC Sports Now and Peacock. No one told me I had to say that. I just want to. Duke, a 5.5-point favorite, Brad, against Houston, 136.5 the total. I can be wrong about this. I think I'm right. I actually think this is the national championship game. Winner of this game, I think, wins Monday night. I think it's going to be Duke, but I really, really respect Houston. And as someone that's been invested in Duke for months, I am worried tonight about Kelvin Sampson and the Houston Cougars.
Yeah, as you should be. I mean, every game has been touch and go, nip and tuck for them, even in games in which they were on the wrong side of a ledger in. They only have four losses this season. All four games were by 5 points or fewer, and you should keep that in mind when betting this matchup. I actually like Houston to cover. I think 5.5 points, way too many, and what is going to be a grinded out, slow jam kind of affair. Cue the Keith Sweat there in the background for your 90s R&B fans. By the way, Twisted, all-time great jam. But look, Houston's got dudes.
Let me get your sheets wet, etc. Yeah, we don't have to pick
up the exactly.
Line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They just
she said she wants some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross. Absolutely.
Yeah, hey, man. I'm glad you're referencing one of the all-time greats there in the R&B world. But I will say this. They're going to be like the zombie horde to describe them as, Houston. They challenge every stinking shot at the rim, outside as well, giving up south of 27% from distance over the last 30 days. A team giving up south of 50% inside the arc during that same time frame as well. Duke's got wagons. They really do. Malawach is a problem there. He's the best rim protector, I feel, in the college basketball game. They have some dude named Cooper Flagg, who's going to own the entire Bahamas Island chain here in short order with the amount of money he's going to make as the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. And he gets it done across the board. You mentioned Tyrese Proctor, his sharp shooting abilities from outside. Con Knipple does a little bit of everything. I mean, Zion James, we can't overlook him. A guy that contributes a little bit of everything as well. Again, Duke's going to keep this one close. I think they're going to win. Houston obviously could make an argument for them to win as well, but I like the under on 136.5, and I like Houston plus 5.5. But again, I believe the Blue Devils march on to the title game on Monday night.
And just for what Brad said in support of that, that's where the betting action is right now. Duke was just a straight up 5.5 point favorite, total 136.5. And it looks like if we are going to see line moves, it's going to be Duke down to 5 and the total down to 136. So not massive moves, but Brad gave you two bets he likes. The betting market is in support of those two plays, at least at this moment as we approach tip-off coming up later tonight. I've been saying since November, I think Duke's the best team. And I'm going to hold true to that. Now, I am going to be a little bit of a coward here, Brad. I actually don't think I'm going to bet this game. Now, I don't need to. I've got Duke to win the title a million different ways. You've been listening to this show since Selection Sunday, Brad and I nationally. You better you bet. Literally since Thanksgiving, we've been talking about Duke to win the title on the show, running all sorts of things into it. Money lines of games, Colin Morikawa to win the Masters. Let me tell you something. Duke wins the title, and I'm sitting on a treasure trove if Colin Morikawa wins the green jacket, and unfortunately, the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. That's where a lot of parlays went to die, unfortunately, the Chiefs losing to the Eagles in the Super Bowl. But I think Houston's so good. And I think, Brad, a mistake a lot of people made last weekend was bagging on Rick Barnes in Tennessee. And saying, oh, same old Tennessee, same old Rick Barnes. No way, man. Tennessee was awesome. And Houston, that's way more about Houston, credit to Houston, than it is about Tennessee. I don't think I can, in good conscience, like lay the points with Duke tonight. The game makes me supremely nervous. But, Brad, I look at Houston. I'm curious if you agree or disagree with this. And I see a great college basketball team. I look at Duke, and I see, like, an NBA team. Because it's not just Flag. Knipple and Malawach are also going to be lottery picks as well. I think Duke's a cut above. I'll take Duke to win the game. I don't think I'm going to bet the game, though, Brad. I need Duke to win. Please and thank you.
Yeah, you're exactly right in that spot-on analysis there, mi amigo. Yeah, Duke is a fine collection of supreme human beings in terms of an NBA talent level. Houston has a lot of connective tissue. They play connected. They play congealed. They're extremely cohesive. They're a phenomenal college team. They have a phenomenal college coach in Kelvin Sampson, who just gets every single drop of blood out of that turnip. And they really show it there on the court. That's why they hustle their tails off. They're diving all over the floor on every loose ball. And they splishy and splash from outside. And the great equalizer is going to be key in this game from LJ Cryer. and Emmanuel Sharp, and both those guys on the season shooting over 40% from way downtown. And you look what Houston has done as a collective over the last 30 days. They're shooting 38.2% on those outside opportunities. So if those are draining through the cylinder, oh boy, the sweat is on. Hey, the sweat is all hold. I like Houston again to keep this close. I'm with you, man. Plus 5.5. And I think, again, your description of both these squads, exactly right.
What's the actual lyrics of that song? The heat is on? Da-na-na-na.
Yeah. Da-na-na. Yeah. Okay. Clint Fry, 80s. There you go.
Yeah, you're... You are old. I mean,
correct.
Like, you just are, dude. Like, guilty. I'm giving... I'm hitting you with Twista references. From slow jams in like the early 2000s. You have Clint Fry, who is a Charlie's son. Okay. And there's all your side and total movement for the two games tonight. Duke in Houston, Auburn in Florida in the Final Four. All right. You better you bet's countdown to tip off. Nick Costos, Brad Evans here with you on the BetMGM Network. Again, Brad, weeknight 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. BetMGM tonight with our friend Ryan Horvath. Yours truly, you better you bet with Femi Abebefe. Weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. The final hour on NBC Sports Now and Peacock. Most outstanding player of the Final Four is always a really fun market, not just to bet, but I mean, even if you're out there listening to the show, watching the show, and you're not the biggest sports bettor, totally cool. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us, part of your Saturday with us. It's a really fun puzzle to try and figure out and put together. How's this going to play out over the next two games, and who can emerge as the most outstanding player of the Final Four? It is not always the best player on the best team that wins. Like, you can make a case, and like I've made the case, Brad, over the last couple days on You Better You Bet. Like, why can't, for instance, Tyrese Proctor at 35-1 get hot from downtown and potentially steal this award from Cooper Flagg? 35-1 for Tyrese Proctor. Now, Flagg is the favorite, and rightfully so, but just saying, and you know, you don't have to like Duke to win the title and agree with me. You don't have to like Florida and agree with Brad. Maybe you like Auburn. Maybe you like Houston. So, Brad, let's run through all four teams for our audience here. If this team wins, what's the best bet player to win most outstanding player? And let's start, my friend, with the Duke Blue Devils. Cooper Flagg plus 105, Con Canipola 20, Tyrese Proctor at 35, so on and so forth.
Yeah, look, I'm on the chalk here. I actually bet it when this prop became available after the round of 32 because BetMGM and really all the books, nobody issued this prop before the NCAA tournament began because they wanted to see the status of Cooper Flagg coming off that gruesome ankle roll that he suffered there in the ACC tournament. But he's a chalk for all the right reasons. Guys averaging over 19 points per game this NCAA tournament, over 7 rebounds per game, over 5 assists per game. And on top of that, he has 7 total blocks. He is the complete package. He is the reason why Duke is as far as they are. He is going to be the number one overall NBA pick. He is the face on the billboard, and I think he is going to eventually win this award hoisted high as Duke more than likely is going to win the national title. So again, I got an extreme value of 3-1, and I would still play to plus money because if Duke wins today, that's probably going to be like minus 150 come Monday.
Yeah, and it's just an interesting way to play Duke to win the title. If you out there listening or watching, if you like Duke to win the title and you feel confident Cooper Flagg's going to be most outstanding player, he is the best player. He's going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft. Duke to win the title at BetMGM, minus 110. Cooper Flagg to be most outstanding player, plus 105. Cue the Halo voiceover guy, Brad.
Capture the flag.
That's how, it could very easily be Cooper Flagg. And I'll also say this about Cooper Flagg. You know, Cooper Flagg wants it. Unlike Alex Ovechkin, who had the opportunity last night to cash everyone, including us on the show, that bet him to score a hat trick and break Wayne Gretzky's record last night. Ovechkin said, no, I can't get an empty netter for the record. These hockey players and their honor, what a joke. Cooper Flagg would have scored that empty netter. I guarantee it. Also, shout out to Alex Ovechkin for tying the great one, Wayne Gretzky, last night. Great scene with the Capitals and the Chicago Blackhawks. All right. You like Florida to win the national title, Brad. Walter Clayton Jr. is the favorite for Florida to be most outstanding player. If the Gators cut down the nets, would you look at Clayton plus 375, or would you go elsewhere for your Florida Gators?
Look, I love Alex Condon. I really do. And some of the other key assets on that team, Thomas Hawk has been amazing in this NCAA tournament and somebody maybe we're sprinkling on at longer odds. What's going to be Clayton, man? The guy is a bucket. He's a wagon. He went 4-for-8 in the first match against Auburn earlier this season inside Neville Arena. If he has another performance from outside in this game, that's really going to propel him into this conversation. So, you know, nearly 4-to-1 odds last I saw there at BetMGM for him to win MLP. If the Florida Gators are your national champions, I think Walter Clayton Jr., a guy that can score at any point on the floor, dishes out some dimes, does some dirty work defensively as well, is going to be your MOP.
Now if Steely Dan's in my head. That's what we're going with the 70s and 80s mirror. I don't want to do your dirty work. I can't be the only person that thought this at the end of the Florida-Texas Tech game. We are both old enough to have watched Steph Curry at Davidson.
Yes.
Walter Clayton Jr. looked like Steph Curry. He's looked like Steph Curry at points in this tournament, dude. So I'm with you. If it's Florida, I don't know how if Florida wins the national title and beats Auburn and Duke to get. I don't know how they do it without Clayton going nuclear in both games. I think that's kind of what you need. And he looks like Steph Curry at points. Also, I really regret betting the Lakers on Thursday night against Golden State. A lot of the non-college hoops references here. Let's get to the Auburn Tigers, and we can close this out at the end of the show if we need to on Most Outstanding Player. Brad's got a million props. We will get to all the bets to close the show, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time. Is it as easy, Brad, if it's Auburn, Jani Broom at 7-to-1, or would you look elsewhere?
Yeah, go with the layup. It's Jani Broom. I mean, the guy is a walking, talking double-double. He's probably going to go out and get 25-15 today, even with a dinged wing there and that bum elbow. He is unstoppable. He has been one of the front runners for the Woodward all season. Now, Cooper Flagg's going to earn that honor, but Jani Broom was firmly in that conversation from beginning to end of the year. And he is going to put up a ton of crooked numbers in the box score tonight. And if Auburn survives, they cut down the nets. He has to be the MOP.
Femi Abebefe, my co-host on You Better You Bet, Brad, he likes Auburn to win the title. He gave it. I'm with you on Broom. He talked about Chad Baker Mazzara at a triple-digit price, potentially, for the Auburn Tigers. I want to say that and give a hat tip to my co-host on You Better You Bet, my friend Femi Abebefe. And let's close with Houston, where you can make the case for Uzan, LJ Cryer, Emmanuel Sharp, Juwan Roberts, a bunch of studs on the Houston Cougars. Brad, most outstanding player, if Houston wins the title, who would you bet?
Yeah, they're really a collective, but it's LJ Cryer for me. I think it was 10-to-1 odds when the market first opened a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if it's
risen
from there.
Same.
Yeah, I would still, yeah, a little bit of a sprinkle. If you're buying the Cougs to cut down the nets, I think it's going to be LJ Cryer, a guy that can beat you off the bounce, but he is so effective with his marksmanship from way downtown. And he drops a whole lot of bang, bang, and bang again, whether in this national semifinal or the final. I think Cryer is going to get the credit and a major reason why Houston wins it all. I'll take him at 10-1.
That was Brad's best John Morant impersonation. Blocka, blocka, blocka. I would actually go Juwan Roberts, 40-to-1, the heart and soul of the Houston Cougars. But I don't like Houston. I like Duke. Tyrese Proctor, 35-to-1, my long shot play for the Duke Blue Devils. All right, quick break, and on the other side, Deb Antonelli, the lead analyst for the Women's Final Four on Westwood One. She did games on CBS as well. Deb Antonelli joins Nick Costos, Brad Evans here on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Tip-Off.
From Cinderella stories to championship contenders, we've got every angle covered. It's You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip-Off with Nick Costos and Brad Evans on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM. The brackets are busted, the underdogs are barking, and the action's just heating up. It's You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip-Off with Nick Costos and Brad Evans on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM.
1 hour from now, best bets for the men's Final Four. Tonight we'll give you bets for the women's national title game coming up. Tomorrow we got some Major League Baseball. Brad Evans was grinding the Major League Baseball at BetMGM during the break. I got a couple bets for Major League Baseball today as well. So 1 hour from now, all of our bets. And Brad, just give me like 10 seconds on this. Brad has been excited since we were talking last night on You Better You Bet. Brad joins us every day in the NBC Sports Now Power Hour, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Brad, you have like 3 sheets of props for the games today.
Yes, that is correct. Game props, player props.
On the radio.
Insane amount of props. It's and a retentive yellow. As always, that's how I scroll this stuff down. Look, if you want to see all my prop bets, I track them for free at thegamingjuice.com. I got this awesome spreadsheet, wins, losses, all the units gained and also lost as well. So I think I'm up to like 15 stupid bets. I'm going to add more. I even got like race to 10s, race to 15s. I'm a degenerate and I love it.
Yeah, just please gamble responsibly. Also, Brad took the opportunity to plug his website there. Good job, buddy. TheGamingJuice.com.
Yeah, thank you.
Mike, you're welcome. Mike DeCourcy, our friend from the Sporting News, Big Ten Network, and Fox Sports, joins us in 20 minutes. P.J. Glasser, our teammate on the BetMGM Network, next hour as well. P.J. Studd, college basketball better, his bets for the Final Four, and Brad and I give you our bets 1 hour from now. But joining us right now, one of our favorites on You Better You Bet joined us earlier this week, was with us last year during the Final Four, and on this show on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Tip-Off on Final Four Saturday. Absolute broadcasting star. ESPN called the men's tournament on CBS, was awesome on the team with Tom McCarthy, and she's calling the women's Final Four on Westwood One, was on the call last night with Ryan Radke, Rosgold on Wude. She was on You Better You Bet yesterday, Rosgold on Wude, and they'll be on the call tomorrow as well, national radio, Westwood One, UConn against South Carolina for the women's national championship, the one, the only, the great Deb Antonelli on Twitter at Debbie Antonelli. Deb, thanks for getting up early with us. You Better You Bet's Countdown to Tip-Off. Nick Costos, Brad Evans, how's it going?
Guys, it's going great. I'm already in the weight room pumping up, getting ready for a big weekend.
Well, there you have me. Deb has embarrassed both of us already, for sure, in the weight room already on this Saturday morning. Deb, I want to start with the women's national title game, and then I want to get your thoughts on the men's Final Four coming up tonight. The title game's great. A little bit of like anticlimactic the way the games played out yesterday with two kind of blowout wins, right, with UConn and South Carolina. But it sets up an incredibly fascinating national championship game on the women's side. We haven't seen UConn, Gina Wariema and company win in almost a decade since 2016. Wariema looking for his 12th national title. South Carolina, Dawn Staley looking to go back-to-back. Can Paige Beckers ascend to the top of the women's college basketball mountain? The betting market thinks the answer to that question is yes. UConn, a 6.5-point favorite tomorrow against South Carolina, total 133.5. So, Deb, as always, this is not like your best bet for the game. Just kind of how do you see it playing out? Do you think the betting market has it right that UConn should be more than a 2-possession favorite tomorrow against South Carolina?
Well, guys, first of all, a little disappointing in Texas and UCLA last night, right? I mean, it's a big stage, and they just didn't seem like they were ready for it. And that has nothing to do with preparation from a coaching standpoint, what it has to do with the players. I mean, we have expectation of these players to show up and on this stage play their best. So let me just say that, because I left the arena last night absolutely exhausted. I don't think I've ever felt that way after a game, because I think we've built our game to a point where we just expect it to be more competitive on this stage when we had four teams that we all really thought could win. So fast forward to tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon. I'm incredibly excited about the star power that we have in this game. Paige Beckers has one thing missing from her trophy case, and I think it's going to be hard to deny her that. Based on the way they move the ball and score it, the way they shoot the three, which will neutralize, you know, the post play and the depth of South Carolina, I do think the bettors have it right. And UConn's been the favorite, even though they've been a 2-seed and been perceived as an underdog. I don't think anybody's considering them ever an underdog on this stage.
When it comes to the game tomorrow, Deb, and we are actually seeing BetMGM has just put the betting market for this game. South Carolina getting bet a little bit. So this is now down to 5.5. So the initial move in this game is on South Carolina. From a player perspective here, is it as easy, Deb, as saying this is going to be Paige Becker's game, she's going to go out and she's going to dominate? Is there a dark horse on either team that you think could play really well? And yes, this is a player prop betting question disguised as a sports radio question. Who do you like to play well tomorrow in the national title game?
Well, here's something I thought Dawn Staley did really well last night, and that is she brought her bigs away from the bucket, and they initiated offense on the top of the floor. As a matter of fact, the very first possession, she had her four-player Chloe Kitts initiating offense. I think Joyce Edwards for South Carolina is the player I'm keeping my eye on. Her speed, her burstability in the open floor, if you will, her handle has gotten better. We know what she can do around the block. but her ability off the bounce is going to be a really tough challenge. I think South Carolina, if they were saving this weapon, they saved it for the right time, because I don't remember all year Dawn consistently having a package of bigs on top of the floor running the offense. So for South Carolina, I do think it's Joyce Edwards. And on the other side, I don't think there's any question. You know, Paige will do what she needs to do to help her team win, but I don't think she shot the ball exceptionally well early in the game yesterday, and then she deferred to her teammates. And quite frankly, AZ Fudd and Sarah Strong did a great job scoring for UConn. So I think tomorrow night is Paige's night, and I think she'll put away all that question about, is she one of the all-time greats at UConn if she doesn't have a title? I personally think she is one of the all-time greats regardless of the title.
Awesome stuff, Debbie. By the way, Joyce Edwards, 15 or more points at plus 375 right now. That's some sexy juice there at BetMGM. Let's go ahead and shift gears to the men's game and the opening act down there in San Antonio with Florida going up against Auburn. Debbie, last time we saw these two teams go down in Neville Arena, Florida stole one 90-81. Right now at BetMGM, the Gators are laying at 2.5 points. The total has climbed down ever so slightly from an open of 160.5 to 150.5. So in the rematch, a little bit higher stakes on the line between the Gators and also the Tigers. How do you see this one shaking out down there in San Antonio?
I just have my money on, literally, not figuratively, on Walter Blake Jr. for Florida. I think he's too good. I think in this stage, in this moment, I think he has the pedigree to be able to win a championship. They have enough bigs. They have some versatility in their bigs. I think Todd Golden's preparation and his analytic work and the way he works possessions based on all the analytics, it's such a science. But then the art part of it is Walter Clayton Jr.'s ability to break down the offense anytime he wants. He can get a bucket when he needs to, and he's going to be a big shot maker, I think. And I think Alex Martin as well. I think these guys know what it takes to win. I think Todd Golden has done a wonderful job putting his team together, and I like Florida, and I'll give you the points.
Ooh, so Florida laying it against Auburn tonight. Deb, you are not a betting woman, but if you were, Walter Clayton Jr.'s points prop tonight at BetMGM is 20.5. Would you bet on Walter Clayton? And you don't bet, but if you did, you think Walter Clayton scores 21 or more tonight for the Gators against Auburn?
That's a big number on this stage, but I think this is a high possession game, and I do believe he's going to have the ball in his hands in every situation. So dead ball, off timeouts, when they baseline out of bounds, sideline out of bounds, anything that requires a dead ball, the next person to touch it is going to be Walter. And I do think 20, I like it. I like it a lot because I think he's in a high possession game. I think he's going to have a big night.
Debbie, let's go to game numero dos tonight. You know, it's going to be a bare-knuckle back-alley brawl, it seems like, between Duke and Houston in a grinded-out likely affair. Right now, Duke is laying 5.5 points against Kelvin Sampson's bunch. It's only lost 4 games this season. The total sitting at 136.5. Scout this one for us. What do you like in Duke and Houston?
This is the game I've been waiting for since the bracket came out. I had Houston, as you guys know, in Wichita, and I think this is two teams that absolutely play their identity. The traps, bringing two to the ball, making things disruptive is the way Houston's going to play. So there will be a lower possession game, in my opinion, on this one. However, Duke has perimeter size, and they have Malawach at the middle, and they, as much as you try to manipulate a five, he can guard ball screen actions 1 through 5, so he can blow up all that stuff. He's a tremendous rim protector, and he's a great lob catcher and rim runner and a good roll off the pick and roll game. And I just think that with the size that Duke has, they will throw over the top and play around those double teams. And I do think they will knock down a bunch of threes. So I do like Duke in this game. I think they're built for this moment. And as much as I love Kelvin Sampson's team, and I love defense, I see the game through an offensive lens. Offense always makes the defense wrong, and I think in this case, offense makes the defense wrong in this game.
I love that line, offense makes the defense wrong. I hope so, because I have Duke to win the national title. Deb, do you think this is like an easy win for Duke tonight? And easy doesn't have to mean 20 points. Your betting market has Duke as about a 5.5, 5-point favorite in this game. So to win by 2 possessions, 6 or more, is that how you see this going down, or you think this is going to be nip and tuck until the very end in about 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think it's a close game. I think it's going all the way down. I think it's a short possession, shrink the floor, and you got to execute. I do think this is going to be a great game. I think this is going to be an instant classic, and I do like Duke in this one, guys.
All right, so Deb, you like UConn to win the national title tomorrow on the women's side. You've got Duke and Florida in the national title game Monday night on the men's side. Who cuts down the nets and wins the national championship, Duke or Florida, in your opinion, in 30 seconds to close?
I'm going with Duke for the reasons I said. Malawach is a unicorn in the tournament. There's nobody like him. I think he is incredibly valuable to everything Duke does. And when they've won other titles, they've had Mark Williams in the back or Derek Lively in the back. And when they have a great shot blocker and rim protector, somebody who rolls to the rim hard in their ball screen stuff, I think it just creates so much space. And that's why I see Duke in this one having an answer for every solution that Houston might present.
Deb is the best. Up early this morning, not just in the weight room, literally, she said it, but with us here on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Tip-Off. Deb, we can't wait to listen to you, Ryan, and Roz on the call tomorrow, Westwood One National Radio, UConn versus South Carolina for the Women's National Championship. We always appreciate the time. Have a great broadcast. Hopefully the game is great, and we look forward to doing this down the line.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. Best wishes to you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Deb.
One of the nicest people on the planet. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. Here, You Better You Bet's Countdown to Tip Off. And we will start the hour. Thoughts on the men's Final Four with the great Mike DeCourcy.
From Cinderella stories to championship contenders, we've got every angle covered. It's You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip Off with Nick Costos and Brad Evans on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM. To be the king of the madness.
Rack attack for Broome! The Gators are going to the Final Four!
It's time to choose a path.
We'll see who's right. That's the beauty of all of this. And I'm going to put my money where my mouth is.
Are you Team Cinderella or Team Blue Chip?
Better than 5-1 odds right now at BetMGM. Take my money. Take it, Lions Ward.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip Off on the BetMGM Network. Here's Nick Costos and the big noise, Brad Evans.
Final hour here, countdown to tip-off of the 2025 NCAA tournament, which is sad because this tournament's absolutely kicked ass. Love doing the shows with my guy, the big noise, Brad Evans. We got two great games tonight, and we think will be an awesome national title game coming up on Monday. Over the course of the next 60 minutes, we're going to give you all our best bets for tonight's games. We also got some baseball. Brad and I were discussing that during one of the breaks. Degenning out on some baseball. Please gamble responsibly. Bets for the women's final national championship game coming up tomorrow as well with UConn and South Carolina. Brad's got three sheets of props. I know because he held them up last hour. He's holding them up right now. For people listening on the radio, you are missing out on not the best visual ever, but not a terrible one. That's 40 minutes from now, our best bets. P.J. Glasser, our BetMGM Network teammate, stud college basketball handicapper. P.J. joins us in 20 minutes. His bets for the men's Final Four tonight and how he sees the Natty playing out on Monday night. But joining us right now to kick it all off. Right now. He's on video. He's very handsome, perhaps too handsome for this early on a Saturday morning. He's been with us this entire ride throughout the NCAA tournament here on Countdown to Tip-Off. The one, the only, Mike DeCourcy, Sporting News, Fox Sports, Big Ten Network, on Twitter, at TSN Mike. Mr. DeCourcy, a very happy Final Four Saturday to you and yours from your pals, Nick Costos and Brad Evans.
Good morning, Nick and Brad. It's great to see you guys. And we had a little bit of wind roll through San Antonio on Friday night, but I don't think it'll affect the shooting at all on Saturday night. It helps to have a roof.
Yeah, it definitely helps to have a roof. None of the elements impacting the game coming up tonight, either game. Mike, you've been doing this for a long time. Brad's been watching college hoops for a long time. I've been watching college hoops for a long time. There have been other awesome Final Fours. Like we went up a couple years ago, Duke and North Carolina in Coach K's final year, had Nova and Kansas that year. 08 with the 4-1 seeds. Like, there have been some really good ones. As far as team quality goes, I think there's a case to be made. This is actually the best Final Four ever. Do you see it that way, that this is a historic Final Four that we've got coming up tonight? Florida, Auburn, Duke, and Houston.
I think it is when you have had this tournament for basically 40 years in its current form, and this is the second time that you wind up with four number one seeds, then yes, I believe it's historic. I think there's a difference between the last occasion, 2008, and this one. And I think it plays into why so many of us maybe didn't see this one coming. I don't think a lot of people were surprised in 08 that we wound up with four number ones, because the teams that year, Kansas, Memphis, Carolina, UCLA, were loaded with obvious pros. Westbrook and Love at UCLA, Derrick Rose at Memphis. Kansas had five of them, plus Sherron Collins, an all-time college great. And Carolina had Tyler Hansbrough and Wayne Ellington and Lawson and those guys who all went on the next year and dominated. So this doesn't have that, except at Duke with the three freshmen, Malawach, Knuppel, and Cooper Flagg. Doesn't have that in abundance, but it had performance by these four teams that was relatively unmatched. When's the last time somebody went 19-1 in the Big 12? Even all those great Kansas teams just don't see that kind of thing very often. Or Duke 19-1 in the ACC, winning by an average of 20 points. Or Auburn with 16 regular season quad one wins against one of the strongest schedules, regular season schedules we have ever seen. I think there's probably an analytics case to make that they played the strongest schedule pre-tournament anybody's ever played. And so I don't think we saw it coming because of the lack of pro talent or relative lack of pro talent. But these teams are all just extraordinary.
Mike, looking extraordinarily dapper this early in the morning. Congratulations to you on that endeavor. Great effort there overall. Let's go with the first game. Florida-Auburn in a rematch of a contest that was played back in early February inside Evel Arena, in which Florida kept the home team at arm's length and won 90-81. Right now at BetMGM, the Gators are laying 2.5. The total has come down from an open of 160.5. to 159.5. Break this down for us. Do you believe Florida marches on, or do you see Auburn exacting their revenge?
Well, what I've seen from Florida in this tournament, and I was in place in Raleigh for their first two games, and what I have seen is sort of the exposure of the limited creative ability on the wings for Florida. That teams that say we're not letting Walter Clayton beat us find out that the other guys are fantastic college players. Will Richard does a great job. Elijah Martin's in his second Final Four in 3 years with two different schools. They're terrific players, but they have limitations relative to their ability to make things happen from the wing individually. And so Walter Clayton trying to be the great teammate, it's a very connected team they defer to one another in circumstances like that. Walter Clayton hasn't stepped forward until the emergency light goes on to say, I've got to do this. And that's got to happen today because the emergency light's on from the very beginning. You can't pull it out in the final 5 minutes of a Final Four game. It just doesn't happen very often. Back and forth, somebody's got to win. But I cannot remember the last time I saw somebody come back. Well, yes, I can, because it was 2008 with Kansas in the championship game. That's the last time I saw somebody come back late with an emergency comeback. So Walter Clayton's got to be the guy from the beginning. That doesn't mean he takes all the shots, but he makes all the plays. If that doesn't happen, that really puts Auburn in a great position. And with Janai Broome's ability to make plays himself, and Janai is not going to stand back. I mean, he took over the Michigan State game from the first minute when he saw single coverage. He said, I'm doing this, and he got it done early, and Michigan State was really never able to recover. So I think I picked Florida initially in my bracket, so I'm not going to go away from that. But I have to see much better performance from the Gators in this afternoon's game, this evening's game, or the Gators are going home short of Monday night.
I still wake up in a cold sweat from time to time, thinking about Chris Douglas Roberts missing free throws at the end of that national title game against Mario Chalmers in Kansas. Can you tell I needed Memphis to win that game? I've been doing this for a long time. Mike, it sounds like, based on your analysis of the game tonight, and I think you think this is going to be a really close game. Like Florida's, yes, betting market says that as well. Florida's a 2.5-point favorite. So the way I'm kind of distilling your comments from a betting perspective, right? And I'm going to put words in your mouth here. You tell me if you agree or disagree with this. That the thing that maybe you feel the most confident in is that Walter Clayton Jr. is going to be shooting tonight and trying to, like, have his imprint on the game from go, and that's what Todd Golden's going to want. Walter Clayton Jr.'s points prop at BetMGM for tonight's game, 20.5. So this is not Mike DeCourcy's best bet or anything like that. But, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. You have a great basketball mind. When you hear that number, do you think, wow, that's like way too low? Clayton's going to shoot a ton tonight. You think Walter Clayton Jr. goes over the 20.5 points?
I think he has to. Let me put it that way. If you believe in Florida, then I think he has to, even if it's by a little. Like I said, it doesn't come down to him necessarily shooting, although his primary ability as a point guard, he converted to point guard, 10 months ago. His primary ability in that circumstance is to make baskets. He's a very good passer, but he's not Jason Kidd. So if Florida is going to win this game, or be as competitive as we think they'll be, he's got to put up more than that number. If, like I said, even if it's 21 or 22, I just don't see Florida advancing or having a good chance to advance without him getting there.
And Mike, same thing with the Auburn Tigers here in like 15 seconds. Jahni Broome's points prop is 19.5. So for people out there listening, Mike's saying, if you like Florida to win, Walter Clayton Jr. has to have a good game. Maybe you'd consider betting his points prop over. Is it the same thing with Auburn? For people out there listening, if they like Auburn tonight, is this like a Jahni Broome 20-point game in your opinion?
I don't think it has to be for Auburn for a couple of reasons. One, I don't know if he's 100%. He told us yesterday, but right straight from his mouth, he's 100%. That doesn't, I think that could be him talking himself into that. So there's that injury factor as a complicating issue. And then the secondary thing is Florida has so many big men. They have four guys that they rotate through the two big spots. That's 20 fouls. And you can use them sparingly or strategically so that you don't use them once you get to the bonus situation. But you can use extra physicality against him, try to make him uncomfortable. You can double big to big. There are lots of different ways to limit his influence on the game. But Auburn has the capacity to punish more. Tahad Pettiford off the bench. I think Tahad Pettiford is the most important player in this game for Auburn. They haven't won the biggest games without him being a factor. He is a fantastic freshman, little small. If he were 6'2", 6'3", we'd be talking about him as a lottery pick. He's a really wonderful player, and I think that he's the guy that makes Auburn go tonight. I like Miles Kelly. I think Denver Jones is a really nice, solid point guard. But Tahad Pettiford, and I'll tell you how you know that Tahad Pettiford really matters to Auburn. He is averaging 29 points in the last three games. Forget the 1-16 game. The competitive NCAA tournament games, averaging 29 minutes, excuse me, since that began. And he hit 29 minutes, I think, three times all year. So Bruce Pearl knows how much Tahad matters to this Auburn operation at this stage.
Pettiford's points prop tonight, 13.5 at BetMGM. Countdown to tip-off, Nick Costos, Brad Evans, our guest, Mike DeCourcy, on Twitter, at TSN Mike.
Mike, let's go to game two down there in San Antonio. Duke in Houston, that's got all the feels of Rock'em Sock'em Robots. I might be dating myself with that reference, but it kind of feels that way. Duke laying 5.5, and that total sitting at, for a lot of people, you know, if you're kind of a casual bettor or fan of college basketball, you're like, only 136.5? I got to bet the over, but it feels like Houston's going to dictate pace in this game. Break this down for us. Again, Duke laying 5.5 with that total 136.5 against Kelvin Sampson's Cougs.
Guys, the first element of this game that really matters is how does Duke mentally handle something that they've never seen before? They have played very good defense. They played Auburn's defense back on December 4th at Cameron Indoor Stadium. They did very well, but they've never seen a defense like Houston's, because no one that hasn't played this Houston team has seen a defense like this season. And those who've played multiple seasons beyond that, I don't think they've seen anything like this either. Even though Jamal Shedd is gone from this lineup, and he was the best defensive point guard we've seen in the last several years, they managed to improve defensively which is quite an achievement by Kelvin Sampson and his staff. They've done an amazing job of making it even harder to score against the Cougars. And so how does Duke respond to that mentally? You saw how Tennessee responded to that. They scored 15 first half points in the regional final. That's that kind of breakdown, capitulation, whatever you want to call it. If Duke gets anywhere near that, they're in big trouble. So I would imagine that John Shire and his staff are telling those players that if you get things, if things happen that you're not used to happening, A, don't let it affect your offense, and B, definitely don't let it affect your defense. There are going to be some turnovers that are probably uncharacteristic. They're going to have more difficulty getting to offensive rebounds. They're going to have more difficulty initiating plays at the point of attack than they usually do. All of that stuff plays into how Houston guards when they get the ball inside, and they don't throw the ball inside a ton, which is I think helps them. They are more attack off the bounce kind of team. But if they do throw the ball inside to Kamon Mollowetz, there's a good chance Kamon will see a double team he's never seen before. So all that plays into it. And I can't say for sure how Duke will respond, but I think these guys are winners. I think Con Knipple and Cooper Flagg and Sion James, that whole crew, they are winners. And I think they'll go into this game understanding it's not going to be beautiful. It's not going to be what it was against Alabama. But I think they can survive this.
Mike, lightning round to close. 10 seconds per answer because we are way up against it here. You like Duke to win? Do you think Duke wins by a couple possessions or is this nip and tuck to the very end? 10 seconds.
I would say they squeeze it out at the end to where they go up several possessions in the way they did against Alabama. But not to that extent.
10 seconds. Duke wins. Who's the star of the game statistically?
Yeah, I think in the end it'll be Knipple. I think he's the guy that's going to produce the most baskets for the Blue Devils.
Knipple, points prop 14.5 at BetMGM. And last question, same thing for Houston. If Houston wins, who is the star? A hard 10 seconds here, please.
Yeah, L.J. Cryer's got it. For them to win in this game, he's got to have a big night. And it's going to be hard, but he's the one.
L.J. Cryer, 16.5 points, the prop tonight at BetMGM. Mike, you've been awesome joining us all tournament long, up early in San Antonio. We are not worthy, my friend. We appreciate it. Enjoy the games tonight. Enjoy the Natty on Monday, and we'll do this in the future. Great Mike DeCourcy joining us on Twitter at TSN Mike. Quick break, and on the other side, we will welcome our BetMGM Network teammate, ace college basketball handicapper, the great PJ Glasser to the show. Best bets for the Final Four.
From Cinderella stories to championship contenders, we've got every angle covered. It's You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip-Off with Nick Costos and Brad Evans on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM. The madness on the hardwood is here, and we've got you covered. This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip-Off with Nick Costos and Brad Evans on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM.
We got to get a... Big noise has got to be in the rejoins also, not just in the open. Nick Costos and the Big Noise, Brad Evans. Brad dances to the beat. It is a good beat. 20 minutes from now, our best bets for tonight's action in the men's Final Four, the women's national title game coming up tomorrow. We got some baseball as well. And Brad Evans has three sheets of props. Three sheets of props that Brad will give. We've added a fourth. It's been a long show that Brad will give out coming up 20 minutes from now. Best bets to close the show in a little bit. You can catch, dear listener and dear viewer, Brad Evans, weeknights, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network. He's the host of BetMGM Tonight alongside Ryan Horvath. The show is awesome. Live betting. It's a ton of fun. Brad's very entertaining. Ryan is as well, and both very sharp bettors. BetMGM Tonight, weeknights, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network. You can watch it on YouTube and Twitch as well, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. And I'm on You Better You Bet, weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern alongside Femi Abebefe. The final hour you can watch on NBC Sports Now and Peacock. So the BetMGM Network's firing on all cylinders. And one of the reasons why that's the case is our teammate, who joins us now, was with us last week also. Unfortunately for him, he's an Alabama alum. That's not unfortunate. But what's unfortunate is that he went to the Alabama-Duke game, and he thought his Crimson Tide had a chance against Cooper Flagg and company. Of course, he was wrong. Duke won the game by 20. He's a good sport, though, because he's back with us right now. The host of Send It In, weekdays 1 o'clock Eastern, on all social platforms, on the BetMGM Network. Also, host of Inside the Betting Line Sunday here on the BetMGM Network. On Twitter, at PJGlasser9. I said it last week, I'll say it again. PJ is a great follow on Twitter. He's extremely sharp. He lives and breathes this stuff. If you don't follow PJ on Twitter, correct this grievous error at PJGlasser9. Glassman, happy Final Four Saturday to you and yours.
Yeah, to you guys as well. Always one of the better days of the year, Final Four Saturday, and two epic matchups. Like, you know, I feel like we get to the Final Four a lot of years, and like one or two of the teams really can't win it, right? Like, Bama wasn't going to beat UConn last year, probably. NC State was probably just going to run out of their magical run that they had. But this year, I mean, any of these four teams, obviously, all the one seed. So, should be two great games, and excited to see how this plays out with these four teams.
Before we get to the games, PJ, just like agony of defeat as a sports fan. Like, you went to Alabama. You're a huge Alabama fan. You watched them get obliterated by Duke in the Elite Eight last weekend. Did you want to walk into traffic after the game?
Yeah, a little bit. It was pretty disheartening. The worst part of it, you guys, was, again, I came on here last week. I liked them in the first half. I thought they could be competitive for like 20, 25, 30 minutes. When Flag opened that game with a three, and then I think it was Knipple had one on the next possession, like I knew it was over in the first like 3 minutes. So that's the worst, is when you go to a game and you just know like right away, you're just like, oh God, Duke's just, they're just better. They're going to smoke us. And that's what ended up happening. So, you know, I expected us to lose. I thought obviously if we shot the ball similar to how we did against BYU, they probably would win. But once I saw that game, just kind of how it opened up and how Duke looked, I knew it would be a long night. And it was. Duke is very good.
PJ, let's go to a game that we pray is going to be far more competitive in the opener today in San Antonio. Florida and Auburn rematch from earlier this season. A game in which Florida invaded at Neville Arena and scored a victory 90-81 without Elijah Martin. Of course, the outstanding two guard is going to be on the floor in this one. And currently at BetMGM, the Gators are laying 2.5. Totals come down slightly from an up on a 160.5 to 159.5. So handicap it for us. What's your favorite play, side or total, in Florida Auburn?
Yeah, so Brad, right? So those two teams played about 2 months ago, like you said. Elijah Martin didn't play in the game. Auburn was about a double-digit point favorite. And now here we are, April 5th, and Florida's a 2.5-point favorite on a neutral, right? So it might seem like too much of an adjustment, like too much of a swing. Since then, the teams have obviously, the perception around them has been a little bit different. You have Florida, who everybody loved coming into the tournament, the way that they rolled through the SEC tournament, obviously the way that Clayton's playing. And then Auburn losing three of their last four games, heading into the big dance. And you know, even though both teams have made it to the Final Four, they certainly have been tested. I mean, Florida should have lost to Texas Tech. They could have lost to UConn. Auburn, obviously, was losing by 9 points to Michigan in the second half before they went on a big run. I do like Florida in the game, though. You know, I think it's going to be a close game, and there's no player in the country that you want more in a close game than Walter Clayton, just taking and making big shots. Like, that's what he does. I love me some Tahad Pettiford as well, and I think if it's a close game, he's the guy who's going to be hitting some big shots for Auburn. But, guys, there's just something with Auburn that just has not felt right for the last 3 weeks. And, you know, even though they played some good teams out of the Big Ten, they played Michigan, they played Michigan State. I mean, this is really the first team that's going to test them. And if this was Auburn from the first 25 games of the season, I think they would win. And I think they would be favored in this game. But they have not quite been the same team. Whereas Florida, I don't even think's really played their best ball for most of the NCAA tournament either. They've just found ways to win. We know March is about guard play. And again, Clayton, just the dude's amazing. And he's been hitting so many big time shots. And I think he is going to find a way to will his team to victory. So I'm just betting Florida on the money line. You know, I don't like messing around with favorites when it's under three and it's a close game like that. And I expect it to come down to the wire. So I like the Gators money line. But I think they pull it out just because Florida has Walter Clayton Jr. and Auburn does not.
You better you bets countdown to tip off. Nick Costos, Brad Evans on the BetMGM Network. Our guest, our BetMGM Network teammate, PJ Glasser. Send it in weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern, all social platforms of the BetMGM Network. PJ on Twitter at PJGlasser9. Now, if I wanted to play devil's advocate here, I would say, oh, you know, Auburn hasn't looked that great. Florida got outplayed in two of the four games en route to the Final Four. Just saying, against UConn and Texas Tech. I also like Auburn tonight, so maybe I'm a little biased there. Prop question on this game, PJ, and then we'll turn our attention to Duke and Houston, maybe some most outstanding player. We had Deb Antonelli on earlier in the show. We had Mike DeCourcy on the segment prior to you. And I'm speaking for both Deb and Mike. They basically both came out and say it. They think Walter Clayton's going to have a big game tonight. His points prop at BetMGM, 20.5. I also want you to give us a little bit on Tahad Pettiford. 13.5 is his points prop for tonight. Are those both overs for you, or do you think does game state dictate whether one or both of them go over? I'm guessing you like Clayton. What about Pettiford?
Yeah, I mean, I like both guys to go over, especially in a game like this when the ball's going to be in their hands so much late in the second half. Those would be the two guys that that I would look at making shots. You know, they're going to Pearl and Todd Golden are going to be running plays for those guys in the final 4 or 5 minutes. I've said all year, Walter Clayton Jr., they've been putting his point prop under 20 in all of these big games. It was under 20 in the SEC tournament. He went over 20 in every single game. It's been under 20 so far in every NCAA tournament game. He's gone over it in every game but the one against Maryland when they beat him by 20. So if the game's close and Florida plays well and they're scoring a lot of points, Clayton's going to be a big part of that. It's just the way it is. So yeah, I would go over 20.5 for Clayton. I like Pettiford's over as well. Another guy that I would look at, you guys, is Miles Kelly, over 12.5. And he would be the guy that I would look at for some alts. Like, if you want to get crazy with, like, some great prices, I bet him 20 or more at plus 600. He's wow. Auburn's best three-point shooter, and he's very streaky. And he's kind of, we're waiting for that Miles Kelly three-point barrage game in the NCAA tournament. He had 23 in the game against Florida earlier this year. Again, with a lot of attention towards Broome and Pettiford, and I think maybe people are expecting like Baker Mazzara to maybe be the guy who's like very versatile or who's very volatile to maybe have a big game. I think Miles Kelly would be the guy that I look at, because if he hits that first three, he's got a green light for Auburn. He could hit like 6 or 7 threes tonight. So I like Clayton. I like Pettiford. Miles Kelly, if we're looking at points, is another guy that I would look over 12.5 and maybe think about some alts with him as well.
PJ, let's go to game numero dos tonight, and a game that points probably won't be plentiful, with the total sitting at 136.5, and Duke and Houston right now, the Dukies, baby, are laying 5.5. So side or total, what's your favorite action in this one?
So I've been talking about this game all week, guys, and the way that I've said to bet it, if you like Houston, I just take a money line. If you like Duke, I'd lay the 5.5. I think if Houston covers the spread, they win the game outright. I think if Duke wins, I think they probably win by double digits, which I think is going to happen. I like Duke. I laid the 5.5 with them. But I think if it's going to be a close game, if it's going to be like a 3-4 point game, I think Houston's going to win that kind of game, because that's how they want to play. They play an extremely slow pace. They want to out-execute you in the final 2 minutes. They're a great three-point shooting team, and they've obviously played a number of games like that. They've lost 4 games this season. 3 of them have come in overtime. So they're no stranger to playing close games, whereas we know that's Duke's problem. Duke has lost 4 games this year. They've lost 3 of the 4 games this year decided by 6 points or less in which Cooper Flagg has played. They lost to Clemson. They lost to Kentucky and Kansas, all by 6 points or fewer. So we know Duke they haven't been tested very much in close games. They usually blow teams out. So if this is a close game, if this is a game decided by 2 points, 3 points, I think Houston wins a game like that. But I think Duke's going to win. I think they probably win by about 10 or 11. They're so good. They're so good on both ends of the floor. I like Duke. I do.
I said to Brad during the break, you know, a lot of people you talk to this week, they all Duke's going to win, but yeah, it's going to be really close. I actually really disagree with that. I think I'm coming around to what PJ's saying, and I think Duke might win this game by double. It's no disrespect to Houston. I think Houston's the second best team. Duke's like an NBA team with Flagg, Knipple, and Malawach. They're absolutely awesome. PJ, as far as props go for tonight, Flag points prop 19.5. Knipple 14.5. Proctor, I think, is interesting if he can get hot from three, 12.5. For Houston, Cryer 16.5. Uzon 12.5. The hero of the Purdue game in the Sweet 16. Juwan Roberts 9.5. And that looks to be the most popular over bet on Houston is the big man Juwan Roberts. Any props that you like in Duke Houston in 30 seconds?
So there are two that I like, and they're both kind of correlated, and it's because of the way Houston plays defense and how they always double the post when it goes down low and how aggressive they are. I like Proctor over 12.5 because I envision the ball going down low, kicking it out to shooters. He's been great so far in the tournament. And then Malawach, over a half assist, you guys. Just one assist is plus wow. 130. I think if he gets an offensive board, he kicks it out. Or, again, if he's doubled, he's got to kick it out because the double team's coming. Just one assist plus 130 for Malawach. That's my favorite prop.
And just so people know, if you're watching the show right now, like I can see what's happening off camera in what we call Q in the business. As PJ was talking about Malawach assist, Brad was furiously writing it down. So I think that'll probably be added to Brad's ledger when we give the bets out at the end of the show. PJ, lightning round to close, about 20 seconds per answer. Who are you betting to win most outstanding player of the Final Four ahead of the Final Four tonight?
It's hard not to like Cooper Flagg. I like Duke to win it. If they do, he's probably going to win it. But I think Malawach would be a long shot, 65-1. I'm telling you guys, he's the reason Duke is so good. Flagg's incredible, but they're so good on both ends because of the big fella. So I would take a piece of him at 65-1.
I mean this as a compliment. This is how you know PJ's a huge college basketball nerd, is that he just said unironically that Malawach is the reason why Duke's in the Final Four and not Cooper Flagg. And again, I mean that as a compliment. PJ, let's close. 30 seconds here. Women's national title game tomorrow. UConn, 5.5-point favorite against South Carolina, 132.5. Hard 30 seconds here, please.
Like UConn minus 5.5. I know a lot of people will be enticed by getting the Gamecocks at 5.5, but this just isn't the same team. They're good defensively and good offensively, but they're not great. And UConn is a great offensive team. They got the best player in Paige Beckers. I like UConn minus 5.5. I think they roll tomorrow.
And for people interested, if you wanted to at BetMGM, money line parlay, Duke tonight against Houston, into the UConn women tomorrow, minus 117 at BetMGM to catch that particular two-leg parlay. PJ, great job on Twitter at PJGlasser9. Send it in and inside the betting lines on the BetMGM network. Enjoy the games. I hope it goes better for you than it did last week with your Alabama Crimson Tide, my friends.
Me too. Yep, enjoy the games, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, PJ.
Last man here with us on Countdown to Tip-Off. On the other side, me, Nick Costos, and him, the big noise Brad Evans, give you our best bets for the Final Four tonight to wrap it up here on the BetMGM network.
From Cinderella stories to championship contenders, we've got every angle covered. It's You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip-Off with Nick Costos and Brad Evans on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM. It's win or go home time, and nobody breaks down the madness like You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip-Off. Here's Nick Costos and Brad Evans, presented by BetMGM.
Well, we've made it to the end here of our You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip-Off Odyssey that began on Selection Sunday and stretches on here to Final Four Saturday. Been a blast, amigo, Brad Evans, doing the show with you all NCAA tournament long.
It's been an absolute joy to the brain, to the heart, and to my bankroll. So I appreciate you, amigo.
Absolutely. The bets have been awesome. We hope to continue them coming up in a little bit. Brad is the host of BetMGM Tonight. People can check it out. Weeknight 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network. Brad and Ryan Horvath do an awesome job live betting all the games of that night. Great guests, great sports talk, great betting talk, breaking it all down. Hashtag breaking it all down. That's a broadcaster crutch. When you've run out of things to say, but you're not done yet. Man, breaking it down with the best of them. Brad and Ryan, weeknights on the BetMGM Network. Great stuff, guys. Hashtag great stuff. You also get hashtag great stuff with me and Femi Abebefe, weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on You Better You Bet. And you can watch the final hour on NBC Sports Now and Peacock. And in case it hasn't registered with people over the course of this show, you can watch the final hour of You Better You Bet weekdays on NBC Sports Now and Peacock from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Now and Peacock. And Brad Evans joins us at 6:40 p.m. Eastern every single weekday here on You Better You bet. Thank yous quickly here, and then we'll get to all the bets. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Grant doing a great job on the board. We've got our friend Matt Pisani as our video producer. Been an awesome job. Sean, Thomas's nephew, Sean Haw, doing a great job as well. Thank you very much to everybody. All right, without further ado, bets for the women's national title game, Major League Baseball, and the men's Final Four tonight. And that means it's time to drop the dope-ass beat. Our show sponsor is BetMGM. BetMGM is the sportsbook born in Vegas. And if you want to bet Major League Baseball this season, duh, BetMGM is your home to do it. And you, dear listener and dear viewer, you can step into the batter's box with BetMGM. You can snag an odds boost token. So don't miss your chance at a bigger payout on your Major League Baseball bet this season. Log into your BetMGM account, get an odds boost token, and win more on your Major League Baseball bet at the sportsbook born in Vegas, BetMGM. Download the app today. And it goes without saying, not just with baseball, the women's national title game, we're about to give you a lot of bets here. We gamble responsibly. So if we lose, like we're not losing our shirts, we're not losing sleep tonight, please gamble responsibly. This stuff's really exciting. We love to bet. We love to watch. Gamble responsibly today and always. Brad, why don't we start here? Do you have anything in Major League Baseball? We're going to get to all the college hoops. Got anything in Major League Baseball for today?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually building this parlay as we speak, and I just fired off on it. I love the walks props, so I'm going to do a little two-legger. Give me Marcus Stroman on the over 1.5 free passes, taking on the Buccos of Pittsburgh, a team that's number 11 in base on balls percentage so far this young year. They were way up there in that category last season. Stro gets a little bit uncontrolled at times, so I think he's going to have a pair of walks. And I'm going to slap that with Mitchell Parker of the Washington Nationals over on the same prop, 1.5 walks, taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks, who have definitely been patient at the dish. They are number 4 in base on balls percentage so far this baseball season. So again, Stroman over 1.5 walks, Mitchell Parker over 1.5 walks. You put those hands together. Oh, cool! Plus 155 at BetMGM. Let's go.
All right, so those are Brad with a couple walks props today in baseball. I like the over in the Yankees-Pirates game. Marcus Stroman and Bailey Falter. He falters in big spots. Aaron Judge, by the way, is like prime, like roided up Barry Bonds to start the season. He's been awesome. The total's up to 9.5. I bet 9 this morning. 9 is the number I would want to bet over for the Yankees and the Pirates. And Brad, I talked about this all week on You Better You Bet. Like, Dodgers came into last night's game in Philadelphia unbeaten. They lose last night to the Phillies. We bet the Phillies in that game with Jesus Lazardo on the bump. Roki Sasaki, the young Japanese phenom starting today for the Dodgers, he was like in tears in the dugout in a game that the Dodgers won in his first start in Los Angeles. I don't think this is going to go great. I don't think the fans in Philadelphia will be very kind to young Roki Sasaki. Give me Aaron Nola and the Philadelphia Phillies -110 to beat the Dodgers today. And just very quickly in the NBA tonight, if you can find a prop on Grizzlies Pistons brawl in Detroit, if John Morant does the gun gesture to the Pistons bench, I feel like there's going to be a melee potentially in Detroit coming up tonight. Brad, women's national title game tomorrow, then we'll get to the men. UConn, they're getting bet at this moment right now. Out to 6.5 now at BetMGM. 132.5 the total. I said it in the last segment. I am parlaying the UConn women to win with Duke to win tonight against Houston. Any action for you with the women's title game?
Yeah, I just built a parlay. I took your two legs. So again, I'm going to go with the Huskies to mush! Huskies mush! A two-way title on the money line. I also have Duke there on the money line. And the third leg with a twist because I want to cheat plus money. Give me Florida on all line plus 10.5. So uno, dos, tres, mi amigos. You put those hands together. That's plus 115. So I already have that on the always free, always transparent spreadsheet of the Gaming Juice. I'm locked in.
All right, that is thegamingjuice.com. For our friend Brad Evans. You Better You Bet's countdown to tip-off. The aforementioned Brad Evans and me, Nick Costos. We've made it, everybody. From Selection Sunday to now. Our bets tonight for the Final Four. And again, Brad will be on the air on Monday during the national title game. And Femi and I will get you set to bet the national title game on You Better You Bet. But Brad, for the two games tonight, 6:09, nice, p.m. Eastern. Ian Eagle, Bill Raftery, Grant Hill, the call on CBS for both games tonight. Game numero uno. rematch of what we saw in early February, Florida beating Auburn on the road 90-81. The Gators, 2.5-point favorites over Janiah Broome and the Auburn Tigers. The total, Brad, 159.5.
All right, I got a ton of bets. Let's go and rifle through them right now. This is how I'm playing this game on the spread. A little same game parlay action at BetMGM. Give me Florida the money line. And then I'm going to go with the old spread market and take Auburn up from 2.5 to plus 10.5. What does that mean? Well, Florida's got to win between 1 and 10 points. If you put that hands together, it's plus 174 on that action. And I'm definitely a buyer at that very sexy juice. And I certainly rolled the shoulders and got seduced by that juice there. Costos on that one. I think it's going to be an if and tuck affair, but it's going to be in single digits, much like it was in that first matchup in Neville Arena, which Florida won 90-81 back on February 8th. You like player props? I certainly do. Thomas Hawk is a guy that I'm going to take the over on 11.5 points. A little lighter juice on that one, a minus 105 at BetMGM. He's going to be the X factor, I believe, in this game. And you look at Auburn, they've been rather subpar defensively. Number 74 EFGD over the last 30 days, and also number 134 that same time frame. And 2-point percentage, he giving up 49.1%. He had 16. Did Hawk in that first matchup back in early February. He's done this in 3 of 4 NCAA tournament games. He gets a lot of points at the charity stripe. I think he scores at least a dozen. Janiah Broome, give me the over. I do love on rebounds, so especially on assists. That number only 2.5 at a minus 105 juice. He's one of the best passers out of double teams in all of college basketball. That kickout game, whether it's a Miles Kelly, whether it's a Denver Jones, whether it's the Pettiford, or somebody else, maybe Baker Mazzara, it doesn't matter. Those guys can knock down some of those shots. Maybe you get a backdoor cut and Broome recognizes and reads the defense and tosses an easy kiss off the glass. He's going to get at least 3 assists tonight. Remember, he had 6 assists in that first matchup against the Florida Gators. And I think he's going to do this yet. He has not done this yet in the NCAA tournament. That's why the juice is a little bit lower there at minus 105. But I think he drops at least 3 dimes. He like crazy props? Here's another one. Only available at BetMGM. Go to game props and go ahead and go down the list and you'll see this. Auburn under 2.5 team dunks. Yes, it's real. And it is spectacular at a minus 118 juice. Auburn's gone 2 dunks, 1 dunk, 2 dunks, and 1 dunk. So far in this NCAA tournament, there's a pattern there. Maybe they're going to follow that. Maybe it's going to be a 2-dunk game. They only had 1 flush in that matchup in early February. Florida's got other but rim protectors with Alex Condon and Chenyu Liu. They're number 7 on the season in near proximity percentage defense. They're only giving up 48.1% inside the arc over the last 10. I think Auburn does not get 3 dunks. Give me the under 2.5 at minus 118. I have about a billion more plays, but we got to march on.
Yeah, that we're butchering the clock like Matt Eber, like a prime Matt Eberflus right now. I don't need any props for tonight. I just need Auburn. Love Auburn tonight. Auburn plus the 2.5. Auburn money line. Everybody's forgotten about Auburn. And Brad, tonight, spelled G-O-N, they gon' remember. Auburn plus the points. Auburn to win tonight against Florida. And we close Duke in Houston. Duke, about a 5.5-point favorite. The total, 136.5. Brad, 90 seconds for the bets.
Now I'm going to rifle through. Duke, 1 to 5 points. I think this is going to be an ip and tuck affair. I think it's going to come down to a final possession. So that margin of victory, plus 340. Let's freaking go. I think Duke wins that within that range of 1 to 5 points. Give me the under on Juwan Roberts, a 9.5 points on a minus 120 juice. He's done this in 3 of his last 4. Duke's got the best rim protector in the game. And Malawacha, they're number 6 on the season, near proximity percentage defense, according to Haslam Metrics. Roberts going to be lucky to score 6. All I need is him under 9.5 to cash. Cooper Flagg, give me the over on 1.5 made threes at plus 115. He's only done this in 1 of 4 NCAA tournament games, but he's shooting 42.9% from way downtown. Houston really packs the paint. I think he's going to jack at least 4 to 5 3-point attempts, and a couple are going to fall through the cylinder. And here's a true degen bet. Houston raced to 10. Will he be the first team to score 10 points in the game? It's plus 110. Why the heck not? I only got a couple of games left to bet on, so I'm firing away on that. Little sprinkle on the Cougs to start off hotter than the Dukies.
Brett, I have to figure out, because if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you know I love Duke to win the national title. And I have it a bunch of different. I have Duke money line in the game. I may end up laying Duke also. And I think Duke's going to win by 10 tonight. I'm probably going to end up laying Duke tonight, minus the points against Houston. And I loved our friend PJ Glasser's analysis of Malawach. You're going to get the ball down low, going to get doubled, kicking it out for a three. Malawach over half assist. So you need one assist from Malawach tonight. And that's plus 130 over at BetMGM. I think we get Duke and Auburn in the national title game on Monday night. And I don't have to save my pick for Monday, so you better you bet. Give me the Duke Blue Devils to win it all. Tyrese Proctor, my long shot bet for most outstanding player of the tournament, 35-1. Brad, great job all tournament long. You'll be back on BetMGM tonight, Monday night, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you, mi amigo. Let's party. Somebody pour me a margarita right now. It's only 9 a.m. Central Time.
I'll be back. You better you bet Monday at 3 o'clock Eastern. Until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
From Cinderella stories to championship contenders, we've got every angle covered. It's You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip-Off with Nick Costos and Brad Evans on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.